Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 22nd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, attaining full knowledge of God's will. In our first reading today from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14, St. Paul says that we should be filled with knowledge of God's will and have all spiritual wisdom and understanding. This eliminates doubts about the right decisions to make. It prevents misinterpretations of the signs he gives. It enables us to think with the mind of Christ, replacing what we assume to be right with what the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us, knows is right. God usually doesn't give us knowledge of the future, but he does always give us knowledge of his will. He never wants us to be confused about his will. He wants us to have his wisdom and his understanding so that we can walk in a manner that imitates Jesus. But how can we accomplish such complete knowledge on this side of heaven's door? Notice that Paul connects every good work bearing fruit with growing in the knowledge of God. The more we do good works, imitating Jesus, the more we grow in knowledge of God, and we gain more understanding of his will, and it becomes easier to imitate Jesus. Instead of waiting to understand God's will before we act in a Christ-like manner, we should first choose to do it, because the activity builds understanding. Normally, though, we hesitate when we're unsure of God's will. It seems wise to do nothing until his will becomes clear to us. Waiting is better than going off in the wrong direction or making a mistake, right? If discernment about God's will doesn't come quickly, it could be because God is saying, "Wait, slow down. Don't move ahead until I make my directions clear to you." Or it could mean that we're not seeing what God has placed right in front of our faces. We're not hearing his voice because our will disagrees with his will, and we don't want to believe the truth, or because fear is telling us a false message about it. God's will is always summed up in one simple directive that Jesus emphasized: love. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love everyone else as you love yourself. To get out of hesitancy mode and step forward in God's will, we must do something. We must do what love would do. We must make a decision that will bear good fruit. If it honors God, if it is loving to others, and if it will benefit our eternal souls, we should step forward in faith, trusting that the good work we do is God's will. If this accidentally leads us away from his perfect preferred plan, we can be pleased that at least we're not sinning. God is certainly very pleased with that. In our act of doing good, even if we make a mistake in interpreting God's will, we discover God's will. We learn from doing. We learn from the good fruits that are produced by our efforts, and we also learn from our mistakes. If we truly desire to do God's will and follow his guidance, we are directable. He gently but firmly steers us back into the plan that he designed. Even our mistakes become blessings.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.